Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me from the screen the title of today's message? Can dry bones live? Based on our Old Testament reading these verses, the hand of the Lord was upon me, said Ezekiel, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and sent me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of dry bones. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, you know. And he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I invite you to open up your worship folder, follow our sermon outline as we ask the question, can dry bones live? We were talking about this in Bible class this morning, about this old black Negro spiritual back from the 1800s. One of my old-time favorite gospel songs is based on this text from Ezekiel. The title of the song is Dem Bones, Dem Bones, Dem Dry Bones. I enjoy the beat. I enjoy the rhythm of the song. Once you really get going with that song and a choir's behind it, even my dry bones want to get up and dance. I also like the imagery of anatomy in the song. The song goes a little bit like this. Dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. The toe bone connected to the foot bone connected to the ankle bone connected to the leg bone. And hear the word of the, and on and on until it ends. The neck bone connected to the head bone, and hear the word of the Lord. No, I won't give up my day job to become a nightclub singer. Ezekiel was a prophet of God. When enemy nation Babylon devastated their Judean homeland, Jerusalem had fallen, and a number of people were taken into exile in a godless pagan land called Babylon. In a vision, Ezekiel was standing in a battlefield where many had fallen. He said he was brought out by the Spirit of the Lord into this valley of dry bones, and doesn't this picture capture that wonderfully? The Spirit of the Lord took him to this valley of dry bones. And what Ezekiel wants us to hear and see in this vision is the utter destruction and hopelessness that gripped Israel. What could this prophet possibly bring to bear upon their desperate situation? Now imagine yourself today standing in one of the large military cemeteries of the world. You've seen them or seen pictures of them. Row upon row upon row of what? White crosses or gravestones. And then you, like Ezekiel, hear a voice. God's voice asking, can these bones live? What would you say? What would you do? Notice that Ezekiel does not answer out of mere logic. He doesn't say, no way, Lord, these are bones of dead men. They're not even connected. No way they could live. Ezekiel didn't answer out of mere logic. He answered in humble trust. He simply said, O Lord God, you know. Well, let me ask you today, can dry bones live? Can your dry bones live? Can defeat and hopelessness in our lives turn into victory and hope? When you face what seems to be defeat, when all seems hopeless, when people around you shout, why don't you just give up? When the devil whispers in your ear, all is lost, is there any hope? Ezekiel said, O Lord God, you know. To paraphrase, I don't see a way, God. Maybe you see a way. God responds, then prophesy to these dry bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, over the years, pastors have preached to some pretty sleepy or dead congregations, but nothing like this. An entire valley of dry, dead bones. Yet Ezekiel obeyed, and he preached as God told him. Thus saith the Lord, I will bring life into you and breathe breath into you, and you will live. Then in his vision, Ezekiel hears these bones rattling, saw them begin to move, getting connected, and flesh being put upon these bones. Then God commanded Ezekiel to call forth breath and spirit, and the bodies came to life. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. What a vision. What a hope. A message of hope for hopeless Israel. Now, what does this vision say to us today? What Ezekiel wanted to say to his people, God is saying to you today. Israel had experienced joy and prosperity in their land. All was well. And then the Babylonians came. Everything fell apart. Nothing was the same. Hope was lost. Faith was lost. Had God abandoned them? Now let me ask you this morning. Who of us have not one time or another, so to speak, stood beside the grave of one of our highest hopes? Who of us at one time or another has not stood among the ruins of our dreams that have been dashed to the ground? Who of us in our own family, maybe even in our present church family, in times of emotional, relational, or personal struggles, have not cried out, "Can these dry bones live? Will things work out?" Whatever our loss, whatever our struggle, we cry out, is there any hope? Can these bones live? Are you ready to hear the word of the Lord? I am. Ezekiel listened, and he did three important things, and they're on your outline this morning. Number one, Ezekiel was realistic about his situation. He didn't look through rose-colored glasses and say, "Oh Lord, this will pass, it can't be happening." No, Ezekiel said, "I am in a valley of dry bones. Death has been here. Humanly speaking, there was no hope." But secondly, Ezekiel acknowledged that in the midst of human hopelessness, God still had a word. In the midst of human hopelessness, God was faithful and God was able. Ezekiel said, "O Lord God, you know. You can do things they cannot do. You can see things I cannot see." We read in Matthew 19:26, the word of the Lord for us. Jesus said, "With man, this may seem to be impossible, but nothing is impossible with God." We read in Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with God. Third, Ezekiel was willing to be an instrument in the hand of his Lord. He was willing to do or willing to say whatever God wanted him to do and to say. And Ezekiel indeed proclaimed God's word, not just in a vision to these dry bones, but he returned to Babylon and spoke a word to people who felt like hopeless dry bones. He spoke God's word to the people in Babylonian exile, and eventually God did defeat the nation of Babylon. He restored Israel and he sent them home. Ezekiel's preaching came true, as God said through him to Israel before it happened, these words, O Israel, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. And then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I have done it. Today, so this doesn't just become a history lesson, God is calling us, calling you and me, to do the same three things Ezekiel did. We do these things as individuals, as families, and as a congregation. Look at your outline with Ezekiel. We are realistic about the situation. We don't avoid it or refuse it or pretend not to think about it or hope that it will just go away. We confess, oh Lord, there are days I feel like I'm in a valley of dry bones. Secondly, with Ezekiel, we acknowledge that if I'm not able, God is faithful and God is able. That what seems to be impossible with people is not the same with God. With God, nothing is impossible. And we put our faith in Him and not in our man-made solutions. Now, this can apply to any personal crisis in our lives that we are experiencing now or in the life of any congregation, in any Christian church. As long as we live in this sinful world, are you listening carefully? As long as we live in this sinful world, we will have personal heartaches and challenges. I have them, and so do you. This is true for our congregation and any Christian church. These days, I am praying for a revival. A revival in my heart, a revival in your heart, a revival in our congregation, that the Holy Spirit of the living God would move into our midst and breathe breath and new life into all of us and draw our hearts closer to Him. That we can learn with Ezekiel, God is faithful and God is able. And I'll be asking you to pray that with me at today's prayer. Breathe upon us again, O Spirit, as you did in that valley. And thirdly, with Ezekiel, we give ourselves to the Lord as a willing instrument in His hands. And what does that mean? Well, when we get a letter about our financial stewardship, or when someone asks us to serve our home church family in some capacity, or when we are encouraged to invite another to God's house to hear God's word, or we have an opportunity to listen to or to help someone in need, we don't say, let someone else pitch in. Let someone else say yes. Let someone else help out. My dear friends, you are the someone else, and I am the someone else. When opportunities come for service, we say with Ezekiel, here I am, Lord, use me, send me, breathe life into my dry bones, that I might serve you and others. God indeed provided breath for dry bones. Breath. Wind, spirit, these all come from the same root, single Hebrew word. I'll teach you a Hebrew word this morning. Say with me, won't you? Ruach. Ruach is a Hebrew word for wind or breath or spirit. They're used interchangeably. But we use them in the same way too. When we run or are busy trying to keep going, we say we need a second wind. When we talk about something that's really moved us, we talk about being inspired. When we talk about something that's really refreshed us, we talk about a breath of fresh air. And the good news for us is this. Because of our Lord Jesus Christ's death on the cross for the sins of the world, because of what our gospel reading today said, for God so loved the world, he gave his son to be our savior. And because he rose from the grave and has victory over sin, victory over death, victory over the devil, we have been given new breath, new wind, a breath of fresh air, a second wind. Listen to the words of St. Paul in Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through the spirit which does dwell in you. Let's ask the Lutheran Catechism question. What does that mean? Well, the Almighty Spirit of God raised Jesus from death and therefore defeated sin, death, and the devil. This same Spirit of God dwells in the heart of every child of God by baptism and by our simple faith in him. And this same Spirit of God has given life to our sinful mortal bodies right here in a new kind of life, and finally in a life to come in heaven. This is truly a breath of fresh air, a breath, a second wind. It's what the Bible calls being born again. Now, things in our present life may indeed be difficult, may feel hopeless, may some days feel or appear to be like dry bones. But hear the word of the Lord. God specializes in hope. God specializes in new life. God specializes in second winds. That is the word of the Lord. Dem bones, dem dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Don't you ever give up. You can trust God and take him at his word. There still is breath for dry bones in the name of Jesus. Amen.